for bonobos from the ones like you and me. As soon as we stood up, picked an apple from a tree. Someone pointed a finger, said that apple belongs to me. And loved and died, and everywhere babies opened their eyes and had their hearts broken, laughed and cried. Watched the planet slowly collide. And one day I asked if I could borrow your bass guitar. Not that I needed one, but I didn't know where to start. One magic night in an empty backyard, grab my heart and kiss me quick under a heaven full of stars. And that's the story of how we met, the long version, and you can call it fate or chance, but we made it happen. We made it happen.
Everyone in WMFO in Medford land, this is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. Thank you, Haley. Thank you, friends, Erica, Alex, and Teddy, for chilling out. They're still walking around the station, so I know they can hear me out there behind the soundproof glass. We have a lot of really great new music. I've been listening to a band called Generationals, which has apparently been around since my entire music listening life, but I have missed them almost 100%. So I apologize for that, listening public. But we're gonna maybe play a couple tracks from them today. It's gonna be a great time. Also, there was new music from Weezer and Beck that we're gonna start out the hour with. I am here until 4 o'clock. And a special shout out and thank you to everyone who is listening online, WMFO.org. Also, if you want to call the station, 855-915-WMFO in Medford. The in Medford part is not part of our phone number. Just, 855-915-WMFO. It's a lot of fun. Every once in a while we get, you know, a completely random person calling in, and that's even more fun because then we get some genres of music that I typically do not play. Let's get on with it. Here's that new one from Weezer.
Them $96 in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125, feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. Up the brownstone, up three flights of stairs.
Hello, everyone out there in Radioland. My name's Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose. Just thought I'd cut in really quick. Yeah, we had two songs, Weezer and Beck, also relaying to us two new songs. Pretty cool. Yeah, the Beck is obviously a cover of the Velvet Underground's I'm Waiting for the Man. I'm Waiting for My Man. Sort of unclear, even the research I tried to do to figure out what the actual name of it is. But yeah, I mean, it's a single that came out this, like, week. And then Weezy. Oh, man. It's Weezer and Weezy. They already did a collaboration. That's out there somewhere. Oh, man. Little Wayne. Man, that's a great one. Anyway, yeah, that Happy Hour single was released on a disc of remixes that Weezer put out, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, I'm for it. It's really great that they're kind of like just continuing to put out music, and it's evolving a little bit. I mean, I'm noticing a little bit of EDM influence into what they're doing, so it's pretty cool. I failed to mention I'm wearing a Penguins jersey right now, despite the fact that the Super Bowl is right around the corner, and it's between two of my least favorite teams. I don't know, the Cowboys are in there. I'm sorry to all my Texas friends, but yeah, the Cowboys are in there is just a team I don't like very much, but boy, there's not much Philadelphia can do to make me not like them any to make me like them even less. Yeah, it's just a bad city. Every time I've been to it, they killed the hitchhiking robot. As we can see from some of the initial reactions from all the Philadelphia fans up in Minnesota, they just can't handle the success. And so it's one of those things where just like, you know, Lord help us if we have all these things going on, and the Eagles actually managed to pull it out. I don't think that they will. I think the thing I've sort of like come to terms with, especially the fact that, you know, I live in Boston now. I live in outside of Boston, Medford, Somerville. I live in Somerville. The fact that they just don't lose. I mean, it's one of those things where like, either I'm gonna have to start caring less about football, or becoming sort of more oblivious to the fact that just like it's Belichick. I mean, he just wins. It's one of those things. Sorry, some hiccups. But yeah, so that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm gonna make a pretty hard pivot right now to hockey, so that, you know, you guys aren't gonna call me out later when I talk about hockey next week and nothing about the Super Bowl whatsoever. I'm rooting for the refs. I'm rooting for Justin Timberlake. I think those are two good teams. Those are two good teams to root for. But yeah, just gonna rock the Pens jersey. I'm just gonna, you know, come what may, walking down the street. It's a little bit warmer here, so I'm just rocking. Just jersey is it. Just the old, you know, hockey sweater. Which, like, out there in Radioland, if you're thinking about, hey, you know, maybe I want to start wearing more jerseys around. You know, I got a lot of jerseys. I got soccer jerseys and football jerseys, whatever. The hockey sweater is the best. Because you can wear it. I'm a skinny guy. I'm kind of tall, but it's mostly just gangle, you know, gangliness. And really, it's one of those things you put on the hockey sweater. You could almost fool someone into thinking that I have some, like, actual muscle look to myself. And then also, there's just, like, the comfort factor. I mean, they're just really comfortable. They're always, like, made of really, really thick fabric. So, yeah, get yourself a Pens jersey. You know, if it's a Bruins jersey or a Leafs jersey, that's okay too. But, you know, just I'd like to promote the consumption of hockey sweaters. So anyway, there's that. Leafs played last night. We'll talk about that. Obviously, you know, top of the hour, Hockey Central at noon. As you've come to realize, I like talking about hockey more than I like talking about hockey. And I like music even more. We're going to go out. I told you that I listen to the Generationals a lot, and I do, and I am, especially at my place of business. And so here's just a great song that has been around forever that just, like, come on, Nate. Do better at knowing what's out there. Cool. Here we go.
Take that ride. Don't gotta wait too long. Don't stay a little too right. You gotta. Keep trying.
Yeah, okay. That was Mint Royale with Time featuring Tom Kane off of their single Time featuring Tom Kane. That was a single. Yeah, before that, Ruins by First Aid Kit off their just new album. That's awesome, Ruins. And then Generationals, Put a Light On. Not Put a Light On It. Just Put a Light On. And that was on, that was a disc from 2013. I think I'm going to play some newer Generationals at a more recent album called Alix. Which is great. I hope it's like a reference to the French thing, which would be a lot of fun. Special shout out to Anton. I got some songs coming up for you. And then also like some weird requests and stuff that have been coming in. So that's a lot of fun. I am having a great time here on WMFO. Fast and loose. If you do want to talk about hockey, I always kind of say that at the top of the hour, if you want to talk about hockey, I would love to talk about hockey with you. That'd be a lot of fun. I really would. I know Anton's going to be here, and we're going to be talking about just getting pucks in deep, you know, getting the cycle, getting the third line on, really trying to roll four lines, you know, just a couple of guys talking about hockey. So, yeah, hang out with us for the next hour, and it's going to be... It's just going to be a lot of fun. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to have a lot of fun starting with this next song. So I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be a little bit of a departure, but I'm for it.
Cette chanson française qu'il faut que je lis toutes les paroles parce que elle vient de la fête il y a 3 jours, elle a seulement 3 jours et c'est pour ça que j'ai les paroles ici, mais je vous promets que depuis aujourd'hui elle va être très populaire en France, vous voyez, je pense
la mer qu'on voit danser les longues des à des reflets d'argent la mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie, la mer, oh si elle était avec les anges soupir la mer, que j'aurais assis infini, oh yeah, voyez près des étangs. Et des chansons
d'amour, la mer a versé mon cœur pour la vie. Avant de finir, je voudrais bien que vous fassiez un grand applaudissement pour la belle orchestre de l'Olympia de Paris, que c'est magnifique, s'il vous plaît. Merci pour mes musiciens qui viennent toujours avec moi pour tout le monde, c'est Tony la guitare. C'est Agustin la batterie, c'est Vicente la guitare basse, et pour notre directeur avec lequel je compose presque toutes mes chansons, c'est Raphaël Ferro qui est la guitare. We'll be right back.
arrived early here, the time for lovers, and it's as if the season mocks my sadness.
What's up? I'm back. Real quick, it's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely now than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your own home. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That's true. And the tasty part is important because, you know, that's really, you don't have tasty food hanging around. All of a sudden, you know, that's really where, you know, it becomes a Lord of the Flies type situation, and you're just like sitting there, you're looking at your housemates, and you're like, I'm tired of this. It's been 2 days. I need to eat something good. I'm tired of eating just non-salty, you know, beef broth or whatever we had in the freezer at the time, and I can't go outside because it's like a flood or a snowstorm and a flood, which has already happened, so there's a precedent for that happening potentially again. Yeah, so that's the thing. Be prepared, all you Boy Scouts and maybe not Boy Scouts out there. Cool. We listened to Julio Iglesias with La Mer, a song that I heard on WMFO, and I was just freaking out earlier in the week, and I was like, I gotta play that on my show. It is awesome. It is a really cool thing, and I'm pretty sure that song, like that rendition, came out a pretty long time ago, at least 30 years ago, so pretty sweet. Always good to have sort of some French in there. I had a Corporation by Jack White. That was just a single that he released this week. And then a special request all the way from last week from Anton, June Evenings by Air France. Quick note about Air France. And Air France, if you're listening, all the way in Gothenburg, Sweden, release more music, okay? 2008, you release an EP, and everyone's super excited. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's 2012, and I'm reading on Wikipedia, which, you know, you've got there's not a lot of information. Maybe I should go to your MySpace page listed on the Wikipedia. Joel Carlson and Heinrich Messenger. Both of those guys, like those, that's four names where like all four of those names are also on the New York Rangers. All right, cool, sweet. They need to release more things. That song specifically, June Evenings, I used to listen to as my alarm. So back in Texas, that was like what woke me up at the crack of dawn. And there's that like little part where it's like, and the season mocks my sadness, like right at the beginning. And boy, I tell you what, it really got the day off on the right foot, because it was just, you know, you had that sort of melancholy type atmosphere surrounding you like a cloud as you walked into work as a production engineer at the Bishop facility in Texas. You know, that was a lot of fun. You're like, oh, geez, this is really going to equip me to make a lot of formaldehyde today. Or a lot of optimization in the process of making formaldehyde today. June Evenings, Air France, end of thing. All right, cool. I'm rounding the corner towards the end. I got about like 5 to 10 more minutes of music. And then hang out, because the Phono Mantis Anonymous is coming on. And DJ Paprika always has like a lot of really cool songs and a lot of really cool friends hanging out here too. So you're going to want to just like keep it parked here on 91.5 FM. Or on WMFO.org if you're sort of just like around the internet in any country and you're listening to us online. Just super thankful for you doing that. Anyway, yeah, this is it. I like really hope I get this time slot next week. Quick shout out to Emma, who is the new WMFO general manager. You are going to be awesome, and it's going to be a really great like year and maybe year and a half, I guess, to just, you know, have this radio station really continue to grow and really continue to put out just some really awesome shows. I love it. I listen to it all the time, and I'm just excited about the future of this organization. So cool. Enough of that. Let's hang out and listen to more things.